CJLO News, I'm Julia Silva. On Monday, November 18th, Martine Biron, Quebec's minister responsible for the status of women, announced the 2024-2027 Government Action Plan on Access to Abortion. The plan outlined measures based on four general objectives. Its main priority is to improve access by developing new abortion service points outside Montreal and introducing a telehealth service for access to the abortion pill. The plan also aims to combat misinformation, raising awareness about contraception, and promoting research. It is funded by a $7.5 million investment that will also cover aid for existing sexual and reproductive health services for women. On Thursday afternoon, pro-Palestinian protesters flooded the lobby of Concordia University's Hall Building at the Sir George Williams campus. The protest at Concordia was joined by students from McGill University and Dawson College. Concordia University students who participated in the strike demand that the university disclose its investments and divest from institutions that profit from Israeli apartheid. On top of this, students demand a decreased security presence, including keeping cops off campus. There was also a pro-Israeli counter-protest just across the street from Concordia University's Hall Building. Nearly 85,000 students across the province of Quebec voted for a two-day strike on Thursday, November 21st and Friday, November 22nd. Judges from the International Criminal Court, or ICC, have issued arrest warrants for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister Yoav Gallant, and Hamas military commander Mohammed Taif. The ICC judges said that there are reasonable grounds that the three men have criminal responsibility for the alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity during the Israeli invasion of Gaza. The ICC has the authority to prosecute those accused of the before-mentioned grounds on territories party to the Rome Statute. However, the enforcement of these warrants will still depend on the decision of each ICC member state, which does not include both Israel and the United States. Justin Trudeau announced that Canada would abide by the arrest warrants on Thursday. For more, go to cjlo.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Got nothing to do. I'm not bored. nothing to do. I've been trying to get away from all the people like you. I'm not bored, I've just got nothing to do. And the bachelors, they will attack us if we don't do what they say that we should do. Their hats are backwards and they're flattered when you notice their tattoos. And the fascists, they are so passive when they're not behind the screens and trolling you. We're the detractors of the bastards in their basements planning coups.
Yeah, welcome to a special edition of Eastern Promises here on CJLO 6090 AM radio in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and at CJLO.com, where we play the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, and that wonderfully jangling music I just played is a brand new release by Cornerbrook, Newfoundland and Labrador band Horse Chops, a song called Mr. Headphones. They're a band that describes themselves as, quote, a smoke and a Pepsi for lunch, which is pretty bang on, I guess, and cites 60s garage psych, 70s proto-punk, 80s post-punk, and 90s slacker rock as their influences. Yeah, a mixed bag for sure, and I for one was happy to hear some great new music from them, as I was a big fan of their self-titled EP that came out last year, and that you can easily find by entering Horse Chops Band in your preferred search engine. Check them out. So we have a special show for you this evening. Thank you for tuning in, by the way. Montreal via Charlottetown band Prism Shores is with us here in the studio as I speak, and they'll be playing some brand new songs from their upcoming album, Out From Underneath, set to be released on January 17th, 2025. They'll be on at around the 8:15 mark, and we'll take the time afterwards to converse a bit so that they can tell us about what they've been up to and what we can expect from them in the new year. Can't wait for that. But in the meantime, let's play some more new music by some East Coast musicians. Here's the latest by PEI's Cherry Plaza. This is Deserving Of.
We'll be right back. This is what she said this morning. Before I tipped my cup, I set it down and leaned on in. Baby, such a gentle whisper. This isn't near enough. I love that neither one of us can win. If I wanna know life, then I have to seize the day. If I wanna find hope, then I'll have to go away. Does it ever work that way? Someone else, sweet baby. Someone who holds your heart just the way I hold to you. Somewhere in the gentle darkness, where day becomes the night, only death will do us part. If I wanna know,
Concordia, start your engines and get ready to end your semester in style. On November 30th, Canada's Drag Race star Kiara is taking over Reggie's and hosting an unforgettable night of drag. Also, all profits go to the Canadian Cancer Society. This event is presented by Queer Concordia and Concordia Relay for Life. For more details, follow their Instagrams at Queer Concordia and at Concordia Relay. Come for the glam, stay for the cause. Doors at 8:30 and show at 9.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 R-C-J-L-O.
This one goes out to the one I love.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM on the radio dial and at CJLO.com. I'm your host, Donald Roberge. And before the commercial break, you heard the song Work That Way by PEI band East Pointers from their 2015 debut record, Secret Victory. The East Pointers will be playing at the St. James Anglican Church in Morrisburg, Ontario on December 7th. That's about a 90-minute drive from Montreal on the way to Toronto, out where Upper Canada Village is. And that's part of that province's Festival of Small Halls, which aims to bring big music to small communities. And there's a wide variety of Canadian artists that have been playing unconventional spaces all over Ontario since early October. You can see the lineup and the towns involved at OntarioSmallHalls.com and maybe get a ticket for that rare opportunity to see the East Pointers in a very special setting. I believe there's still tickets available for that one. And before that, you heard new music by PEI band Cherry Plaza, a wall of fuzz called Deserving Of, off their terrific new EP of the same name. There'll be a link to tonight's artists on my link tree, by the way, which you can find on my show Eastern Promises at CJLO.com. So I highly suggest you check them out as well. Two bands from PEI, so why not a third, sort of? I'm thrilled to present Montreal's Prism Shores, who have been members, well, they have members originally from PEI. They're all set to play a live set here in the oven. So without further ado, let's get to it. Here's Prism Shores.
Make matters worse, a new surrounding. The comfort that I found, all eroding, running through, running through all the possible outcomes, a fractal to a fractal, to another fractal. All the
We just put out a single on Friday. It's called Tourniquet, and we'll play it now.
Thank you. Ken Goss on vocals up next.
Luke just made an excellent drumstick save on that last song, I have to point out.
Prism Shores, everyone.
Thanks for having us.
Well done, guys. Yeah, they'll be coming over for a quick chat, so let's play a song. Actually, I just want to tell you that the four tracks they played were Holding Pattern, Overplayed My Hand, Tourniquet, and Southpaw, which will all be featured on their upcoming EP, Out From Underneath, set to be released in January, on January 17th. So let's play a quick track, and we'll have the guys over to tell us maybe a little bit more about that. You're listening to Eastern Promises here on CJLO.
Walk away, swollen eyes.
Stolen Shoes by Strawberry. You're listening to Eastern Promises here at CJLO 6090 AM and at CJLO.com. Excuse me for this. Let me put that on pause there. There you go. And that was the legendary band Strawberry. Can we say that? It's from their 2024 EP, Into the Sky. Some excellent sauntering music to get from the oven where they recorded here to the studio. My guests, of course, are Prism Shores. Is this the smallest room you've ever played? Yeah, let me see. Let me see. Is this thing on? You want to make sure the mics are working? Oh, I got these ones here. There we go. There we go. Community there Radio, everybody. There we are.
Yeah,
Thank you.
It is the smallest room.
All right. Yeah, it is the smallest room, isn't it? But it's a great room, you know? The sound's wonderful, and it's going to look great on the YouTube channel. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you quickly while you're here. Just to be clear, I asked Prism Shores to present me with some music before they arrived that they'd like to hear on the station, and the song by Strawberry was one of them, and I was just curious to know why Stolen Shoes was chosen for this particular show.
I just like that song a lot, and we all like that band. They're legendary PEI band. Pat Dien, who played in that band, gave us a lot of opportunity when we started out, and he was my old boss at a record store in PEI, so there's the personal connection to that band, I guess. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had a chance to see them a few times in the late 90s when they first arrived here in Montreal.
Yeah, because they lived here for a bit.
Yeah, they were here in NDG. I befriended a few of the members, but it's a long story.
Yeah,
it was, when I saw it kind of jumped. I was like, wow, what a small world this is. But what a great choice, because they really are representative of the music, great music that came out of Prince Edward Island. I was hoping you could tell us a bit about the EP that'll be coming out From Underneath. I feel like it's, just by the few tracks that I've heard, it feels like a bit of a continuation from your previous record, but at the same time, a little bit more, it's got a bit more edge. Maybe I'm mistaken.
I'd say that's...
Yeah,
that's,
you want to tell us correct. A bit about it?
Yeah, it's full LP. We made it more than a year ago now, I guess, with our friend Andrew Woods of another East Coast band, Box with a Horse, at his studio on the Mile End. And I think when we started making it with him, there was like a conscious effort to go a little bit more in the shoegaze direction or something, a little bit louder, but still have it jangle a little bit. But I think it'd be correct to say that it's like a little bit more of an edge.
But if I don't know if it's fair for me to say, but I feel that your sound, even from your earliest recordings, have this kind of a spirit of inclusivity that I feel. I feel when people listen to Prism Shores, there's something there that makes them feel like they belong. You know, it's really welcoming music.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I get the impression that this is like more of that, which is what I'm really thrilled to hear.
Yeah.
Even though there's just a bit of a slight difference. I'm not really big on labels.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you could call it shoegaze or jangle or what, but I just know that
some combination of the two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I think it really works. This is also your first record with Meritorio.
I believe.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I came about because I had sent Alvaro, the guy who runs Meritorio, our last record, and I'm we're all familiar with the stuff on his label and like it, and I don't know, our friends in another local band, Laughing, they put out their record on Meritorio too, and when I was talking to them about it, I thought, oh, maybe I should hit this guy up and send him the LP, and then he just pretty much instantly agreed to do it, and we pretty much instantly said, sure, let's go. He was like, if you could wait till January. I sent it to him in like March, and I said, why not, you know, might as well. Yeah.
Did you think that it was going to go ahead? Like, did you have the feeling about it?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
You know, I refer to you guys as a Montreal via Charlottetown or Montreal via PEI band. I don't know how entirely accurate that is, or whether you even like that label or not.
No, for sure.
I don't know how much of, first of all, what brings you to Montreal? Let's start with that.
Yeah. Luke came here first.
Well, no, Finn.
Finn joined the band like 2 years ago, but Luke came here in 2020, and then Ben came that year too, and I followed after. But we had played in this band like in PEI for a number of years beforehand too, so definitely want to represent Charlottetown. And then Finn came in 2022.
I bastardized the PEI lineup.
Exactly. To be clear, Finn's from New Zealand.
Not here.
And how much of what you bring, whether it's from Auckland, New Zealand, or from PEI, how much do you feel you bring to the recording of the music, even though you are transplanted Montrealers? I imagine that, you know, a sense of what you record is infused with, you know, with your experiences here in this city. Now you've been here for a number of years, but I'm sure that you have some experiences from your background that you bring to it.
Yeah.
In that sense, do you feel like you're more of a Montreal band, or do you feel like, I'm thinking back to, you know, James Joyce. I know it sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not comparing you, but you know, he had to go to Switzerland to really write about Dublin. And I'm just wondering if being in Montreal really helps you to write about where you're from, or really, you know, puts you in a place where you can stand on a pedestal and really look at it objectively.
Yeah. I think we're definitely like, I don't know. There is like on the East Coast is a sort of like a rich tradition of music and sort of the world that we occupy with the kind of jangle pop, power pop kind of thing. And I do think we're definitely influenced by that. As for looking back on it, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe absence makes the heart grow fond or something. I don't know. But definitely like a lot of like, in PEI, there's a lot of bands that influenced us and the Halifax bands in the 90s and stuff too. So yeah, there's a lot of East Coast in there for sure. And also there's a lot of New Zealand influence in there too. We're big fans of like some of the great music that's come out of Finn's country, like the Flying Nun record label and stuff like that. So that's, yeah, we're big on that.
Now I believe you have some upcoming new shows that will be coming out. If I'm not mistaken, maybe a record launch, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
And you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we're going to play at Casa del Popolo on January 25th.
Nice.
And Laughing are going to play, our Meritorio label mates. And this band, friends of ours called The Crime Family from Toronto, are going to come up as well. Before that, we're going to play at Lesko in a few weeks with this shoegaze band called Karma Glider. And that should be announced tomorrow, I think. But yeah, so those are the two Montreal shows coming up on the docket. Yeah.
Nice. We'll be looking out for that. Really broad question. What are you guys listening to these days?
I've been listening to a lot of Arthur Russell. How about you guys?
Anything?
There's that new song from The Tubs that everyone in the band is really enjoying. The Tubs out of Wales, I believe, right?
Yeah, out of Wales.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great band.
That's been a big one for the whole crew, I'd say.
Yeah, big on The Tubs. Big on this band we play with, The Umbrellas. I've been listening to a lot. I like them a lot.
I've been listening a lot to the new Eurostar record, local pop group.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And the last question I have for you guys, and this is going to be kind of... by the way, you're my first interview, and this is the question I ask all the bands that pass through here.
Yeah.
What's the coolest thing you ever bought at a merch table? I'll tell you mine. Mine was some Joe Jackson cufflinks at a Joe Jackson
concert.
Oh, yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to lead off?
Trying to think of unique items that I may have purchased. Not so much in the way of unique items for me, but I don't know, bought a Thurston Moore t-shirt from him when he played in Auckland, and he was running the merch table himself, and that was kind of...
That one seems some wear, too.
Yeah, that one seems some wear. T-shirt has fallen off my back.
The shirt I'm wearing right now, I bought at a merch table. I don't think it's like... I don't think it's the coolest thing.
I honestly, I've been staring at that thing since you were in the oven. I love the head cheese t-shirt that you're wearing.
Oh,
I think it's fantastic. They're from Kamloops, eh?
They are, yeah.
Yeah. No, Rick. Yeah, this is a fantastic t-shirt. I want to thank you guys for coming in. I really do. And I'm going to play another song that you chose. This is 10 Pounds by the Super Friends.
Yeah.
Another one.
This is big for us. Yeah. Just if I may say, Charles from this band, the Super Friends, he recorded our first record with his studio mate Frank, and he's a good friend of ours. Used to let us practice in his studio in Halifax late at night. So, big shout out to Charles. And,
nice. Great track. Thanks, guys, for coming in. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Out From Underneath will be out on January 17th. Look out for that. And their record launch on the 25th of January at Casa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Again, Prism Shores, everybody. Let's play Super Friends.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Great stuff. Good job.
Yeah, sorry for
what's that? No.
Comic Haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
That was 10 Pounds by the Super Friends off their 1997 record Sticktuitiveness. That was a song chosen by our band tonight, Prism Shores. Lovely to have them on this evening. And I want to thank them for their live performance, and I wanted to remind you that it will be uploaded onto our website at cjlo.com. You can also pre-order their record Out From Underneath on their Bandcamp page, prismshore.bandcamp.com. You can also order it via their record company, Meritorio Records, at meritoriorec.com. Make a great Christmas gift. Here's Sydney, Nova Scotia's Trash Brain with the song Prison Love from their 2022 debut, Hot As Love. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.